St. Paul Saints Baseball is on the air. The St. Paul Saints are brought to you on Relevant Radio 1330 by Northern Tool and Equipment, Les Jones Roofing, Midwest Airlines, Metro Transit, Little Caesars Pizza, St. Paul Fire and EMS, Holiday Inn Express, The Star Tribune, Yellow Book, Elite Edge Productions, Valspar, Catholic Aid Association, Dart Portable Storage, and Deer Run Golf Club. Now, let's head to Saints Broadcast Central.
0-1, breaking ball hit high in the air to left field. Racing back on the ball is Krause. He's at the track, he's at the wall, and that one's gone. And Terrence McLean gets the sports off to a 1-0 lead. Mitch Wiley stares down the barrel at Zach Goldberg, gets the sign on the 1-1. Line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Fenwick holds it second, and it's 4-2 now. Boy, Terrence McLean is proving he can swing the bat. 3-for-3.
That was the scene in last night's ballgame as Terrence McLean led the Shreveport Sports to a 7-3 victory over the St. Paul Saints in the first game of this four-game series in the Saints' second visit to Shreveport on the season. Good evening, everybody. I'm Charlie Beatty. This is the St. Paul Saints pregame show. We've got another Saints game in about 9 minutes coming up from steamy Shreveport, Louisiana. More on the weather in a moment. But just going back to last night quickly, Terrence McLean, 3-for-4 last night with a home run. He scored 2 and he drove in 2. Deacon Burns also homered for Shreveport. He went 2-for-5, scoring 2 runs and driving in 2. The Saints' offensive driving force, Ben Thomas, 2-for-4 last night. He drove in all 3 Saints runs. So the loss drops the Saints to 4-3 in the second half, and they fall a half game behind Sioux City in the Northern Division standing. Sioux City last night postponed due to rain in Lincoln, and they are playing that game in a doubleheader that started at 6:05 tonight, and we'll have an update for you on that one momentarily. Other games last night, Sioux Falls all over Wichita, 13-1. Bo Torbert last night hit for the cycle in that ball game as the Canaries blew away the Wichita Wingnuts in Wichita. The other two finals from last night, Fort Worth 5-3 over Pensacola. Brian Fryer and Nelson Talon both homered for the Cats in that ball game. And the surprising game of the night, or maybe the ridiculous game of the night, was in El Paso, Texas at Cohen Stadium. This was a 5-inning game, shortened by rain, but it did not stop the offenses for Grand Prairie and El Paso. They combined for 33 hits in 5 innings of baseball, with Grand Prairie racking up 19 of them and 16 runs in the ballgame. David Espinosa, the shortstop and leadoff hitter for Grand Prairie, went 5-for-5. Scoring 3 runs and driving in 3. Matt Ryder pitched 5 innings in that game to get the win for Grand Prairie, but he gave up 14 hits and 7 runs, though only 3 of them were earned. So, a little bit of an offensive explosion last night in the American Association, and especially for Grand Prairie. They still lead the South Division at 6-1, one game over the 5-2 Fort Worth Cats. Sioux City and then St. Paul in the North Division. Wichita and Sioux Falls tied for third and, of course, playing each other tonight. And Lincoln hosting Sioux City twice tonight. They are 2-4 in the second half. With that, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk about the weather in Shreveport and how it's going to affect this game tonight. And a Saints offensive player finally among the leaderboard. You're tuned into the St. Paul Saints pregame show on Relevant Radio 1330.
You're listening to St. Paul Saints Baseball on Relevant Radio 1330 WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Welcome back inside the Relevant Radio studios. I'm Charlie Beatty. This is the St. Paul Saints pregame show. And all season long, there's been a name atop the batting list in the American Association. That is Ron Fenwick, who currently still leads the league with a .367 average. And why do I mention this? Well, he hits third tonight for Shreveport, and he will also be representing them at the All-Star Game at Midway Stadium in a couple of weeks. But there is a new name at the 10 spot in that list, and it is from a team that hasn't had one really all season long in terms of top 10 hitters in terms of average. Ben Thomas last night, who had a good offensive game for the Saints and finally had enough at-bats to qualify for the batting leaders with 136 on the year in 37 games. Of course, he's had a couple of stints with injury, but Thomas's average up to .324 with no homers and 19 RBIs on the season. So the Saints, who've had a lot of pitching leaders all year, namely Charlie Rudd, Luis Villarreal still on that list, even though he is no longer with the Saints. Ben Thomas gives them an offensive representative amongst the batting average leaders. Turning our attention back to tonight's game, I was talking about the weather when we opened the pregame show. The first pitch temperature right about now down in Shreveport is approaching 100 degrees and very humid. Very typical weather for Louisiana in early July. So how is that going to affect the pitching matchup? Well, this is going to be a night where you have got to get off the mound quickly and get your team back into the dugout where it's at least shaded, if not a little cooler. And the pitching matchup tonight, the Saints will send Justin Lord to the mound. Lord trying to snap an ugly string. He is 0-5 in his last five starts, and 0-5 in his last five decisions for that matter. But he has gotten no support over his last three ball games, which are all quality starts. He has gotten two runs total of offensive support. And the thing for Lord, the one trend that sticks out, if he gives up a home run, that is when he loses the ball game. He has six losses that year. He has allowed one home run at least in all six of those ball games. When he keeps the ball in the park, he has been a winner, or at least gets a no decision on the season. The total numbers, 3-6 with a 3.80 ERA and 11 starts, 68 and two-thirds innings, 37 strikeouts against 13 walks. But the eight home runs allowed is the troubling number for Lord. His opponent tonight will be Russell Savickas, a 6'4" right-hander out of Providence, Rhode Island. Savickas on the year 2-4 with a 5.34 ERA. This is start number 10 for him. 57 and a third innings pitched. He's allowed 65 hits. Opponent's hitting .288 against the righty. 29 strikeouts and 18 walks. And he, too, has lost a couple of decisions in a row. 0 for his last two. Both of those starts at home. And he has allowed 13 runs, 10 earned in that time. And his start before that, he went six innings on the road at El Paso. He gave up eight runs and six earned, but his offense came through for him that night, and he was able to get the win. So a couple of righties looking to turn things around in Shreveport tonight in 100-degree heat in the second game of this series. And if the Saints want to have any chance at winning this four-game set, they have got to win tonight. So with that, we will take our second break, and when we come back, we'll send you down to Fairgrounds Field. Sean Aronson will have all the action for you. It's the Saints and the Sports on Relevant Radio 1330.